Hello there.
You're going down a path I can't follow.
A path of sadness?
Stop. All right, Smutters. This is our Star Wars episode because it is May the 4th, y'all. I'm so excited. So, basically tonight, we are just going to...
Ramble.
And nerd out and talk about all things Star Wars because it is one of our favorite movies. And with tomorrow being...
It's a way of life.
It is a way of life. Because I will tell you something right now. Star Wars fans are ride or die. They don't care who you are. They are the most loyal fans I've ever seen in the world.
Except for the trilogies.
We don't talk about those, but yeah, they'll cut somebody for sure.
Okay, so we totally missed the what am I trying to say?
I don't know.
Oh, shit. Like, I really expected, like, I mean, the date's been moved back, but I really expected Obi-Wan to premiere on May the 4th. It's not, but still, we're getting freaking Obi-Wan.
And...
standalone series.
They're releasing, is it 2 episodes when it comes out?
Yes, on so, day 1, 2 episodes.
That's 2 hours of Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Too
I'm
bad you'll
so
be asleep
excited.
And I'll be watching it at midnight.
Stop! I'm going to take the day off.
So, the thing is, like, we're kind of doing what... Ian McGregor and Hayden Christensen's doing. We're preparing ourselves. We kind of did it backwards, but we have finished Rebels, and we're in the middle of watching all the Clone Wars again.
Which are wonderful, y'all. If y'all haven't watched the Clone Wars...
There's so much stuff I forgot about.
Yeah, like, you definitely need to, because a lot of people just, you know, they've seen the movies... but they haven't watched Rebels because they feel like it's kind of a kid's show. And it starts out, it is. But it gets better. But the Clone Wars also. Watch the Clone Wars if you haven't because...
so many good stories that really just... I mean, if you only watch the movies, you're missing out on Thrawn. You're missing out on so much stuff. And, well, if they watched... The Mandalorian or the Boba Fett, they would have seen Cad Bane and be like, who the hell is that?
Yeah.
But the biggest thing is Ahsoka. I mean, literally when I first heard...
Snips.
Can I finish?
I'm sorry.
Literally when I first heard that Anakin Skywalker had an apprentice, I was like, what the hell is this shit? Like, no, he did not. Anyways, fast forward a little bit and I watched the Clone Wars and then... I'm like the biggest Ahsoka fan ever, and now she's already getting her own standalone on Disney Plus. So,
but I mean, also, it shows what happened before Revenge of the Sith, Order 66, all that, and it shows also. Now, y'all, Padme is like my all-time favorite. I love Padme Amidala, but it also shows more of their relationship, how they kept it a secret, and how they were in private. And it's really good to see because you, like in the movies, it seems like, oh, they were just married for like 5 minutes and then she was pregnant, boom. It shows more of how much of a bad bitch Padme is. She's wonderful.
And why she was so sad to die.
Oh my gosh, if you don't stop. Y'all, I will be at work and I'll get a text from Troy and it'll be like a meme of Padme saying, I'm so sad, I'm dying of a broken heart. And it... aggravates me like no other. Well, I hate it.
Sorry. Sorry,
the truth hits you. No, that's not the truth because we're going to talk about my theory.
The thing is, too, though, I'm so excited for Obi-Wan because we also get to see the Inquisitors.
Oh my Inquisitors gosh, live-action Inquisitors.
Or in, you know, of course, Rebels. And, you know, I read an article, too, Obi-Wan, when we're talking about Darth Vader. You know, Obi-Wan never had a standoff, really, with a young Darth Vader. And so, he was talking about getting ready for the series, and he sees Darth Vader coming at him, and he's like, holy shit, that's, it really scared me. Because, you know, I mean, think about it. You got a, what, 6'3", 6'4", Darth Vader coming full steam at you. I'd shit my pants, too.
I would hit the floor. I would die seeing the Vader costume being put back on. And, you know, I love Vader. I've always been on the side of the Sith. I think it's just, I love it. I love Vader. Vader is drama. He is such, he's so extra. And it's so funny because, you know, you see a little bit of Anakin in that also. Because, of course, you know, Anakin, he was a smart-ass kid. Well, you also see it kind of carry over to Vader in his little one-liners that he puts out there. But I was looking stuff up about, because there's so many instances where Vader's just, I'm going to make an entrance. And
it's, well, and the thing is, too, it's not just about Vader or Obi-Wan or whatever. When you talk about Star Wars, there's so many individual characters that they literally could make movies for hundreds of years off each character.
Absolutely, y'all. We have just, we've really gotten into Kit Fisto. And I think in, is it just Revenge of the Sith when it shows all the Jedi's getting killed? I think it shows a glimpse of Kit Fisto, maybe. And he's awesome.
His smile.
He's got the greatest smile ever. But, yeah, I was looking up some stuff on how Vader has been extra, and it really made me laugh. It was saying that Vader literally turned off the lights on his chest panel to make an impression on the rebels when he, it was like, wonderful scene in Rogue One, the main scene I came to see where Vader's in that dark room. And
the hallway scene.
Huh?
The hallway scene.
Yeah, the hallway scene. And all you see the lightsaber turn on. Y'all, to turn off his chest panel, he could not breathe. So for dramatic effect, he literally was killing himself to scare the shit out of these rebels. It worked. But I saw that scene, well, we saw that in movie theaters.
Yeah.
And I think we were both like, oh my God, this is the Vader we came to see. Like, we were so excited. Yeah, I would love to
see. Now, everybody, you know, says, oh, Darth, the whole entire saga is about Darth Vader, blah, blah, blah. You know, and I get that, but I would really love to see a standalone movie with a fresh, young Darth Vader, the way he was in Rogue One, just slicing people down and just using the Force and just being a total badass that he is. I would like to see that in live action.
Absolutely. He was totally ruthless. I mean, you've got to understand, Vader had just lost everything. The one thing he fought to keep alive had just died. So he had some anger. He was very angry. He thought, you know, his kids died. He totally gave himself over to the dark side. And
did you know his suit fed him medication too?
No, I did not know that.
Pain medication, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, you've just got to think about that and how angry he was. Now, towards the end, in the first movies, he was still a badass. But the first few years when he had just become Darth Vader,
mm-hmm.
Holy shit, y'all. I would love to see that. And I'm sure I haven't read the books personally. I started reading the Ahsoka book.
There's a lot of stuff in the I just can't sit down and read a comic book. I've never have. It's just not my thing. But evidently, there's some good stories in the comic books, too.
Yeah, y'all, we got Darth Vader's very first comic framed in our living room right now. And we love Vader. And there's so much behind that. And I love his story. I just, you know, I absolutely love it. And, you know, even for those of y'all that haven't seen The Clone Wars, y'all have an idea who Ahsoka is. I'm guessing at least y'all have watched The Mandalorian, where Ahsoka has shown up. And, you know, the part where Vader and Ahsoka meet for the first time in the temple and fought, and
she sees half his face.
Yeah, she sees his face, and she's like, that's my master. That's, you know, because a Padawan and a master have this unbreakable bond. and he's like, Ahsoka. And I was, you know, and then he tries to kill her. And I'm like, you can't say her name now. Don't ever say her name again. But,
you know, what did you think about my theory the other day?
I would like for you to tell them your theory, because I thought...
Well, it's not a theory, but I'm just saying, like...
What if?
If you have... If you've watched The Clone Wars, you've seen the close bond with Ahsoka and Obi-Wan, and just Anakin. How good of a person Anakin is. And you've seen bits and pieces of stuff that would force him to go towards the dark side in The Clone Wars. But if you really sit down and watch it, you see the closeness and the relationships. It's just hard to fathom in such a short period of time how he has this rage to where he wants to kill him. So I was like, you know what? What if, and this is, you know, Star Wars fans, don't hunt me down and kill me or anything. But like, what if when, say, during the Clone Wars, when Anakin lost his hand, the Emperor somehow got that, cloned another Anakin, and that's the Anakin that become Darth Vader, and he's got the real Anakin held hostage somewhere still, or something like that. You know, like it's
like
totally
in a tank or something.
It's so far out there, but could you imagine? Like, that would explain why he was like so hated, like so easily hating the Jedi and Ahsoka and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It would be kind of cool, but it would never happen. But
it would be very... And also seeing him stand off against Vader, that would be a never-ending fight.
Well, you know, the thing is, in... I don't know which series it was. I think it was the Bad Batch, where you see Kamino gets destroyed and they take the main cloner hostage and take him to a remote location. So, like, you don't know what all they have cloned. I mean, obviously they clone the Emperor himself, because, you know, if you watch the movies, they cloned the Emperor several times, and, you know, it looks like Snoke was cloned because he's in that tank or whatever. But, you know, there's no telling who all they have cloned. So, just throwing that out there, the real Anakin is still young and vibrant and unaware of what's going on, locked away somewhere, and then the clone Anakin, full of hatred, is the one that turned into Darth Vader.
I love that. I love that, because I love Anakin too, because he's a sassy, smart ass kid, and you watch him grow up on these shows and turn into who he is, and then you kind of watch his path as he self-destructs also. But I mean, like I said, y'all, he loses everything. And, you know, Ahsoka left. She left the Jedi. You know, she left Anakin. So again, that's adding up to Anakin's anger. But yeah, I have a theory.
Ruh-roh. Ruh-roh, Raggy.
You know my theory. But I'm going to go ahead and say, it's not actually mine. I read it years and years and years ago, and I'm 100% for it. But if y'all don't agree, because boy, do I know that some fans can get hateful, do not come at me, because I'm not going to answer you. If you don't
also,
like it, just roll your eyes.
For some of your friends that may be listening, it is D-A-R-T-H, not D-A-R-K. I heard about that.
Not Dark Vader. You need to tell our daughter that too, because I don't know whose kid she is, because you'd think she would know. But yeah, my theory, and as I said, I read this a long, long, long time ago, and it just stuck with me, is my Padme theory. Okay? I'm such an advocate for Padme, and I feel like this lady did not die of a broken heart. That's just some dumb shit, y'all. I think that Palpatine took the life force from Padme and gave it to Anakin. Because if you look, there is no way that Anakin should have survived what he went through. He had no limbs and he was crispy, okay?
He was using the force.
Yes, but, you know, Padme, the first thing she said when she came to was Anakin. You know, is he okay? And, I mean, she still had that love for him. And also, the bad bitch that she is, knowing that he was turning, she would not have left her kids. Because she know, I mean, she would have known that he was coming after them. So, I feel like Palpatine sucked it from her and put it in Anakin. Because when Anakin wakes up, the first thing he says is, Padme, is she okay? And he tells him, no, she died. But who's going to call and tell Palpatine, hey, guess what? Padme just died. Nobody. Nobody's going to call him. He just automatically knows. So I believe that the Emperor definitely did not help at all with Padme trying to fight for her life or whatever. But that is my theory. I think it's all the Emperor. It's always the Emperor, y'all. Even when we had the new movies coming out, you know, and they were like, it's pretty obvious who it is. I called it. I was like, it's the Emperor. He's always the one behind everything.
Yeah, he always has been.
Yeah. But that is my theory. And I'm loving that theory. I will always go to that theory. And, you know, I'm happy with it. But I do have some Star Wars jokes for you.
Oh, Lord.
only three.
Roger, roger.
Okay, you ready?
Sure.
Why did the Rancor not like the Wookiee?
You got me.
Because he's chewy. He's chewy.
Not all Wookiees are chewy.
Stop. That's funny.
It's not.
You're going to use that tomorrow. Y'all are going to use it tomorrow. Okay, I've got two more. What's a Jedi's favorite car?
A lightning?
A Toyota.
Oh.
I got a smile on that one. All right, last one. How does Darth Vader like his toast?
Burnt.
On the dark side? Nothing? Nothing at all? I love those. Y'all use those all day, don't every day.
She said something about my dad jokes.
All right. So, what else do you have?
Not a lot. I'm just really excited for the Obi-Wan series and, of course, the Ahsoka series coming soon. And I'm interested to see if you guys have watched Rebels at all. I'm interested to see if Ahsoka series will do something with Ezra. Because
I was just about to ask you that.
They've talked about Thrawn. So if you're going to talk about Thrawn, Ezra's in that mix. Because if Thrawn survived, surely Ezra survived. And, you know, that whole thing. But I'm interested to see how that'll play out.
Yeah, Ezra was turning into a little badass at the end of Rebels. And I'd like to see Sabine jump in the mix of everything. I think the Mandalorians are so cool. They're just, plus they've got jetpacks. Jetpacks are so cool. The Mandalorians are just, they're vicious and they do their thing and they're all for Mandalore and I love that. And I think Sabine is wonderful. And, you know, she left with Ahsoka in the end of Rebels.
Sabine was cute.
She was a doll. But I'm wondering if Sabine will show up in the Ahsoka series. And also, well,
didn't the ghost show up in Rogue One?
Yes. When all the ships showed up to help, the ghost was one of them. And also, there was one of the movies. you eating a snack? It was one of the movies where they're calling over the intercom system. I don't remember. It may have been Rogue One as well. And it's Hera's dad that they're calling. And I remember seeing that Easter egg and something. But, I'm also interested to see the timeline, like when they're going to start the Ahsoka series. Like, how old is she? Is it going to be, you know, right after Rebels? Like, what's going on? Is it going to be you know, now with her and Mando and Grogu and Luke Skywalker.
I can't believe you haven't mentioned Grogu yet.
Okay. Grogu just touches my heart, and I love that little thing. And not to mention, Troy told me the other day that there's going to be something trying to top Grogu in Kenobi. I don't know how it's possible, y'all, but...
Supposedly it's something that's protecting Leia as a child.
So, I don't know. I'm wondering if it's going to be like one of those little cats that you see in Rebels that are pretty much everywhere. That would be very cool to see a live action one of those. I don't know what they're called. But that would be very cool. But yeah, I would like to know the timeline of Ahsoka.
Maybe more porgs.
Oh, porgs, no. The porgs were very cute. I love the porgs, and I love Chewie with the porgs. That was like one of my favorite parts. But yeah, that was about all I liked about those movies. I did love seeing Leia come back and do that for her last movie. I love Carrie Fisher. I know you're not a huge, huge fan of her Princess daughter was Leia. In it. Yeah, her daughter was in it. But again, you know, it's not a secret. If you know me, you know I am not, and do not message me about this, I'm not a fan of Luke Skywalker. I'm not a Luke fan whatsoever. Now, Troy did tell me that, because see, a lot of things in the movies, it does not tell you in the books and stuff like that. So, to me, in the movies, Luke Skywalker just looks like this bratty-ass little whiny kid just complaining about everything. Now, he got better towards the end, but then when he came back in the new movies, he looks like this whiny-ass old man that, you know, just wanted to go pout on a rock. So, you know, I do get upset that, you know, Luke, I always thought he was a self-proclaimed Jedi, and then I learned by you telling me that, no, you know, he was, but he earned it. He went to all the temples. He read all the books. He, you know, he had the midichlorians to be wonderful. But I just felt like, to me, since he wasn't a youngling or anything like that, it's hard for me to wrap my brain around how he can be so wonderful. But then after Troy started telling me all the other things that he did and tried to further his learning, I'm starting to come around. So I do need to read the books. I need to see more about it because everybody loves Luke. I don't understand why I don't, because that's all I see of him in the movies, you know? And truthfully, y'all, I feel like Leia would have been, because she started out as in Jedi training, didn't she?
Yeah, her and Luke.
Because I feel like Leia would have been an absolute master, you know?
Except for that shit in the new ones where she's blown up into space.
Oh my gosh. The Mary Poppins.
Yeah, that stupid shit.
But yeah, I hated that, but I loved seeing her. As I said, you're just not a big Leia fan.
I'm not, but still, that whole thing is...
Yeah, it was... I didn't even like that, but Leia, I'm just like, yeah, Leia, you're a bad bitch. You're just like your mom. Luke, on the other hand, I think your parents would be disappointed if they knew you.
Oh, did I tell you, too, that... Ian, what's his last name? The Emperor.
Yeah. McClellan, is that his name?
Yeah, he has hinted that the Emperor will be back in a series. Either they're guessing either Obi-Wan or Ahsoka or something. But he's coming back as the Emperor, too.
Is it saying that Thrawn's going to be in Ahsoka? Or is it hinting or anything like that?
No.
Because Thrawn he's due for a comeback. And Thrawn and Mando, didn't they?
Yeah, because Ahsoka, when she made her appearance, she was searching for Thrawn.
Yeah. Okay. I just need to go back and watch, y'all. It's been all these shows coming on Disney Plus.
I know.
So, I'm excited. And like you said, we've been rewatching our shows. trying to watch as much as we can before Kenobi because I don't want to miss any kind of Easter eggs or anything like that. And I'm sure everybody's going to be watching everything that happens.
God, yeah.
And it'll be so fun to, like, look stuff up. Because who's that guy we watch on YouTube? Is it Mike Zero?
Oh, yeah.
Mike Zero, y'all, on YouTube. He's wonderful. And he is a Star Wars encyclopedia. If y'all have not found him yet, look him up. Because he knows his stuff. And he's so easy to listen to because we'll sit there and he'll turn it on and we'll just listen to it. But he is fantastic. He will go over any kind of theories. I remember when everybody was wondering who Rey,
yeah,
who she was. And they went over so many theories of who she could be. Which my favorite theory was the one you were telling me about, that she was kind of a clone, a female version of Anakin. And I loved, that was my favorite theory, but it didn't even come close to that.
Oh, yeah.
But I did like that. But, yes, find him on YouTube because he's fantastic. But, yeah. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I have my
there's so much stuff.
Yeah, I have my Wikipedia pulled up. So we can go over stuff. I do have a Star Wars quiz if you want to take that.
Oh, Lord, let's hear it.
You want to try it? It's not an easy one, I'll tell you that. But I tried to make it where it wasn't difficult. And you can tell, look at the picture, you can tell it's old. Okay, so y'all play along too and see how many you get right. There are 20 questions. Okay. How many Jedi are on the Jedi Council?
11.
12.
Damn.
Oh, you were close, though. Name the two pilots.
That doesn't make any sense.
What?
I mean, I see the council as like a hierarchy of voting rights, so you can't have
an even number. Right. You need that one person to break the vote.
Yeah.
Maybe they're wrong.
Maybe they're counting Anakin. It was never...
I don't think they're counting Anakin. Sorry, Anakin. You do not have the rank. Okay. Name the two pilots that fired the shots that blew up the Death Star.
Luke's the one that did it.
There were two of them.
Wedge?
See... That's what I thought, too. Luke and Wedge. I think this is wrong because it says Luke and Lando. And...
Are you talking about the first or second Death Star?
You know, it doesn't say. So, we're going to...
Lando was part of the second one.
So, maybe it was the second one.
Are they saying who are the two pilots that did destroy the Death Stars?
That fired the shots that blew up the Death Star.
Well, Luke was the first one because it... Remember, it was the... making a shot the size of that little rat.
I remember that whole
And then Lando was part of the last one.
Okay,
anyway.
Let's scratch that question, y'all. Okay, where was Anakin born?
It was Tatooine, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just one of the questions. I'm just reading them to you. What was Han Solo frozen in?
Carbonite.
Say it into the microphone.
I did.
Where is the Jedi Council located?
Coruscant.
Yes. What kind of droid, this is a hard one, is R2-D2?
He's not a protocol droid. He's a... he's obsolete now. I don't remember.
It says astromech. I would have said an R2 unit, honestly. Okay. Which planet did Darth Maul kill Qui-Gon Jinn?
Naboo.
Yes. Which, okay, Darth Maul, I'm going to stop right there for a second because Darth Maul cracks me up. When he tries to kill Qui-Gon and them the first time, when, He sees Anakin. He doesn't even know who Anakin is. He sees a kid and just tries to hit him and run him over. And it cracks me up because Maul just doesn't give a shit about anything besides his master. And
you should really watch, if anything, you should watch Clone Wars and Rebels just for Maul.
Maul's wonderful in that, and it shows you so much more into him. It shows his past, everything. And Maul is a wonderful, wonderful character.
Yes.
I like Maul. Okay, so where was I? Which planet is the coldest planet?
Hoth.
How many lightsabers...
Was that correct?
Yeah, okay. Of course it was. How many lightsabers does General Grievous use?
At which point?
Well, just usually. Like when
he had one for every hand, so wasn't it six?
It was four. He only has four hands.
I thought it was six.
Mm-mm. Four. Oh. I have the figurine upstairs. let's see here. On which planet was Darth Vader made?
Must. No. Of course not.
Yes. What is the one thing needed to make a lightsaber?
Kyber crystal.
Yes. What command was given to turn the clones to the dark side?
Order 69.
Ooh, no. All right, he knows, y'all. He's just being crazy. Name the admiral that led the attack fleet during the Battle of Endor. Admiral.
Tarkin? I don't know.
Admiral Akbar.
Oh. It's a trap.
It's a trap. Who held the highest position in the Senate before Palpatine?
I can see him, but I don't remember his name.
See, I didn't know his name, but I could see him. Chancellor Valorum.
Yeah.
On what kind of farm did Luke grow up on?
Moisture farm.
From his tears. I'm sorry. Luke drives me crazy.
Why? Because Padme was like, oh, the girl, let's make her a princess. Oh, and the boy, just send him to a farm somewhere. Farmer.
He needs to earn his keep. I do feel bad for him. I truly do. And
she
he
grew
was,
up as a princess, and he grew up as a sandbag.
And I've got to stop with Luke, just because I know I'm wrong, but... I cannot get over it. Because even when I was little, when I first saw the movie, just little, I remember. I was like, Dad, why is he crying all the time? But it just goes back to childhood. I know he's wonderful. Where was I? How did Jabba die?
Wild sexual acts with Leia?
Kind of, yes. She strangled him. I like that answer. How did Plo Koon die?
Clones.
Yes. What do Jawas collect?
Everything.
They do. Those Jawas will take anything that they can get. But specifically droids, because they've got their big car full of droids, remember?
Yeah, but there's a lot of junk stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of junk in there. Who is the supreme commander of the droid army?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's Grievous.
No, he wasn't. Not in the first one. The first one that started the clone army was those two people.
Anakin killed them. Yeah, I liked when he killed them. Name the battle in which the first Death Star was destroyed, and this is your last question.
What now? Can you repeat the question, please?
I can. Name the battle in which the first Death Star was destroyed.
I don't know.
Oh. The Battle of Yavin.
Oh, yeah. Yavin 4.
Yes. Okay. I'm trying to think. A bonus question so you can get at least the last one right. I can't think of one.
You're not a Star Wars fan.
I was wanting to think of something with the Wampa, because I like the Wampa.
Oh, I really want a Wampa rug.
I do too. Those are so cool. I wanted to do Ashlyn's nursery when she was a baby and the whole Star Wars thing. That would have been so cool.
She hates Star Wars.
She hates us. Like, she will have nothing to do with anything we like. It's okay. She'll learn when she gets older. And we'll say we told you so. So, anything else you want to add?
No, I think that's good.
Okay. Well, y'all, this has been our Star Wars extravaganza. So, don't forget to watch Star Wars Rebels, the Clone Wars, maybe, please stop.
Leave me alone. I'm making a lightsaber.
All the movies, because Kenobi is coming on soon, and you have to know everything going on.
Yeah, and Hayden Christensen and Ian McGregor watched them all to prepare for this. So, this is going to be...
It's going to be epic.
Yeah, it's going to be legit.
Yeah, I'm excited. Also, Hayden Christensen has come out of retirement, y'all. So, and I know there's a lot of haters, but I think
the haters have come around.
I do too. I think he is wonderful. You know, I'm sorry, we're about to get off here, but I do want to say, I'm going to stick up for Hayden Christensen. I think he's great. You know, he played Anakin when he was a teenager, and who doesn't know a whiny teenager that doesn't complain about everything? I don't know a teenager that doesn't whine about everything, you know, and complains. So he did what he needed to do, and he did it good, I thought.
Yeah,
you know,
I like him.
He did wonderful. But I do know there's a lot of haters out there. We just got to get over that because...
He is Darth Vader.
He's Darth Vader now. And he did his role. He did exactly what he was told to do, and he did it wonderfully. So, Hayden Christensen... You're wonderful, huge supporters, and...
I doubt he'll ever hear that.
Oh, he'll hear it.
Using the Force?
I'm using the Force. He just perked up, and he was like, I need to listen to Supernatural Smut real quick.
Your midichlorian count is 1.
No, it's very high.
Okay.
It's so high that when I go into grocery stores, I use the Force.
With the automatic doors.
Yes. Ashlyn gets so mad because it's every time we go somewhere. All right, y'all. I hope y'all had fun with the Star Wars special episode. And happy May the 4th. Anything you want to add?
Mm-hmm. No. Not really.
All right. So
bye there.
May the 4th be with you.
Bye.
Bye.